Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Hoadline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Jonathan Conricus of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a veteran of the Middle Eastern conflagrations, and we've got one cooking now, the headline in the Times of Israel. After Israeli strike, Qatar to host emergency Arab-Islamic summit to discuss response. Jonathan, a very good evening to you. In general, my opinion of the Arab-Islamic summits is that nothing much comes of it. Do we expect different this time? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on. It's definitely interesting because Qatar, in my mind, is taking it a step further than what most would have thought that Qatar would do. And it's interesting because the rhetoric coming out of Doha and other Arab countries is as if they have more than economic, cultural, and diplomatic tools that they're thinking of, and perhaps even thinking of using something beyond that, kinetic or military force. And that is a realm that I think many people didn't think that Qatar would try to explore, because according to conventional wisdom, Qatar has very little to offer in the terms of kinetic power and real military strength. Qatar is quite a powerful country with tremendous wealth, and they have bought influence in the US, Europe, and Asia. But in terms of actual military might, not so much. So it's going to be an interesting summit, and it'll be Israel is following, I think, very closely both the content, but perhaps more importantly, the tone of what's going to be said in that meeting. But as you say very correctly, we have seen, I don't know, dozens of pan-Arab meetings since 1948, sometimes with very strong wording, and at the end of it, pretty little action.
Malcolm, I have a question.
Go ahead, Malcolm. Okay, so would you say that the strike really reflects a new deterrence doctrine on the part of Israel, which means that Hamas leaders who thought that they were impenetrable sitting in Doha will now feel more vulnerable? They have been a complicating factor in the talks. They've rejected the negotiations, the proposals, which it seems the leadership in Gaza would have accepted otherwise. Do you think that this changes it and that they now know they don't have a sanctuary?
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is a mix of Munich, as in when Israel went after the Palestinian terrorist who murdered 11 Israeli athletes and coaches in 1972 in Germany. And it took us a few years, but the last terrorist was hunted down all over the world. So I think it's a bit of that doctrine, sending that message to different jihadis that wherever you are, whatever you do, however well you think you're protected and you have local protection, you don't, and we will get to you. So that's one part of it. And the second part of it, in addition to what you said, which I think is correct, that the Hamas terrorists in Doha were obstructing and in the way. And, you know, this is very easy to prove, because at the end of the day, as far as I know, there has only been one Israeli hostage released since the first agreements, and that was Israeli-American Idan Alexander. And that was a personal favor for President Trump before his visit to Qatar. Other than that, it's been lots of no, lots of spins, and lots of delays. And what I think Israel is doing is a full court pressure campaign. Pressure on the ground in Gaza, pressure diplomatically through Egypt and others, and pressure through the kinetic operations that we now saw in Doha. Of course, I think we would have wanted a more clear success. All of the Hamas senior terrorists killed, that would have been good. But there's still some ambiguity over how many were killed and who exactly was killed. I think, yes, it's a different type of Israel and similar to how we're seeing Israel operate over Syrian skies, how Israel is dealing with Hezbollah, which is very different from what Israel was doing before October 7. And personally, I think it's exactly what Israel should be doing.
Jonathan, I've been taught that there's a formal name for the operation called a decapitation strike. And I want to review decapitation strikes. I believe the U.S. launched one in bin Laden's home once upon a time in Pakistan and again in Kabul as his second in command was on a balcony. The decapitation strike that Israel launched in Hezbollah ended Hezbollah's aggression. The decapitation strike it's launched repeatedly in Gaza has severely weakened the Hamas ability to respond. The decapitation strike is a success, and it spares years of war fighting for the population. Am I speaking correctly that this is preferred when you're fighting an enemy to slaughtering the least among them?
Yeah, I think that is part of counterterrorism strategies that all countries, all freedom-loving democratic countries do. And it's part of a general effort. It never works alone, but you cannot defeat a terrorist organization and you cannot weaken it significantly if you don't target their leaders and if you don't apply relentless, continuous military pressure on their leadership. And if you can take them out, that's great if you cannot take them out, but have them on the back foot and force them to flee and constantly care about their own security instead of having the leisure and time to attack your civilians, then that is, of course, something that you have to do if you want to be successful. And as you say, the US, UK, France, many other countries, that is part of what they have been doing as well, striking terrorist leaders wherever they are, sovereign countries, non-sovereign countries, if they're hiding in a mountain hideout in Afghanistan or within a sovereign country like Pakistan. The bottom line is that if you are attacked by a terrorist organization, you fight back. And a very important part of any country's effort to weaken a terrorist organization is to go after its leadership. And this is what all democracies do when the northern outskirts of the Sahara Desert or in a fancy hotel in Doha, Qatar. At the end of the day, if you want to defeat terror organizations, you have to fight them on the ground. You have to fight them economically. And of course, you have to target their leadership and their command and control. And that is exactly what Israel has done. And I think will continue to do as long as these terrorists try to kill Israelis.
Malcolm.
Various experts, including Elliot Abrams, who was the national security advisor, deputy national security advisor in charge of the Middle East. And he said that Israel has the right to strike terrorists wherever they are. Those who try to kill Israelis, and these are obviously the architects of October 7th and want to destroy the state, that they don't get immunity. It doesn't matter if they're in this capital or that capital or that territory. And others have likened it to the attack on what the U.S. did in targeting Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. Do you think that those are correct analogies and principles in international law?
Yeah, I think that we've seen legal experts weigh in on this and explain and give examples of how not only justified it is to go after senior terrorists wherever they are, but also legal. And the examples that you gave of U.S. actions, and we can add to that French action, British action, and other Israeli actions, they're pretty clear that there's a strong case here. It's debatable, but I think there's a very strong case to say that not only are these terrorists that had a past role in conducting attacks, some of the most brutal attacks against Israeli civilians, but they had a current role as a combatant. Without the activity of the Hamas terrorist in Gaza, Hamas would have very little money and very little weapons. So they were key enablers and facilitators. And what Israel did was to strike these people also for what they did in the past, but also as a preventive measure for what they were about to do. And that adds to the legality and the strengthening of the case, so to say, of why it is legal and legitimate to strike them, even if they're in a different country. And I think we also have to, you know, a lot of people in international media, they paint a picture as if Israel struck Qatari targets. Israel didn't strike Qatari targets. Israel struck Hamas targets who were welcome to use Qatari soil. And Israel was very careful not to kill civilians, not to kill uninvolved people. And I think that's important to take into consideration as well when we address the legality of Israel's actions.
We're speaking with Jonathan Conricus of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents. We're going to the battlefront, to Gaza. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.